Hi, I'm Onas.
And I'm Grace.
We love the Wheel of Time fandom, and we love talking about why it's so special.
Our mission is to give back to the fandom through projects that amplify the fun and camaraderie.
I thought it was we make people cry.
Yeah, but in a good way.
This is
The Lights Work.
Hello and welcome back to The Lights Work. This is Anas, and as always, I have my very comfortable friend with me, Grace. How are you doing, Grace?
I'm good. I am very comfortable. I am sitting in my brand new office chair that I put together today, and it's really cozy. And now my home office has been upgraded, and I can record in luxury in this wonderful chair.
I think leisure and luxury, you know, that's important to you, I think.
Leisure is important to me? I guess so. I'm between jobs right now, and like my new job doesn't, I'm not working as many hours as I will be eventually working. It's just one of those things that you have to build up with time. And so I feel like I have been like going kayaking in the middle of the day, taking naps. Like this can't go on forever.
You're taking naps while kayaking? That's pretty cool.
Yes. I sleep in the boat.
Sleep in the boat. But isn't that like dangerous? Can't you like get caught up in eddies and stuff?
Yes, that could happen. But I'm an expert kayaker. I've been
that would never happen
like a 5-year season pass holder. Like, I know what I'm doing.
Yeah, that would never happen to you. Yeah.
No, it would never.
Yeah. But we're here having watched episode 6 of the season 2 of The Wheel of Time. And we just have 2 more episodes left. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I mean, it always goes by so fast, doesn't it? Like, it's as much as you want to really savor it, you can't, because it just, that's just how it is. And when you get 3 episodes all at once, it doesn't take very long for the rest to come. But yeah, it's been
4 weeks though, right?
Has it?
Yeah. No, well, I mean,
no, I mean, so I'm really,
three episodes. I'm just trying to like trying to think. So the first 3 episodes.
Uh-huh. And then 4, 5, 6.
4, 6. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's 4 weeks. Yeah.
Yeah. So, which is a lot of time, but it does not feel like a lot of time.
I mean, this is just such a weird time in my life that I can't even like, I don't even know like what is time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like sometimes I don't know what day it is.
Although it is in 4 weeks, right? It was September 1st and it's September 24th. So it's like not 4
weeks. Yeah. Okay. So it's not 4 weeks.
That's what I was like. I was right.
Wow. After all of that. Like,
I was like, we've had 4 drops like dates, but like, yeah, it doesn't count as 4 weeks.
Right.
Probably the 4 weeks, you know, next Thursday.
Right.
Kind of before episode 7. So. Right. In that way. But it has been wonderful to see, especially the last couple of episodes, the kind of response that, whoa, this is not just something that we love because it's the Wheel of Time. This is very compelling TV storytelling performances.
Yeah, I think somebody in chat put it really well, and now of course I can't remember, but basically they were saying like every episode, I think they used the word accelerating, like every episode is accelerating and it's just getting better and better, you know, and this
exponentially this getting better
exponentially. And I think Sarah Nakamura said 6, 7, and 8 were her favorites, and so far 6 has gotten the highest ratings and reviews. So it seems to be the case that it's getting better and better.
What is the analogy the Wheel Takes has been using? You know, something about writing or how screenplays work, that this one was
All is Lost. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So we're at that stage. Mm-hmm. And the climax is still yet to come. So
yep.
It's been very heartening to see just there's the the response, the overwhelming positive response within the fandom, but with, you know, from people not familiar with The Wheel of Time. And that's just great to see. And what we're going to do is we're going to review kind of the fandom's reaction to the last three episodes, so 4, 5, and 6. So we did 1, 2, and 3. That was, you know, a drop together, and now we're doing kind of 4, 5, and 6. In terms of, we'll get into it, but like 4, 5, and 6, what was your favorite episode out of those three?
6, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
But yours was 5, wasn't it?
Yeah, I 5 to me, in the way I felt about it, I really like 6. I think 6 is like comparable to 5 in terms of quality and how I feel about it, mm-hmm. other than the fact that I felt 5 first. Like, I went through what I felt about 5 first. Mm-hmm. That's the only reason 6 isn't as good, because I was already feeling that well. Mm-hmm. So I was like, 6 made me feel the same way. I'm like, yeah, no, I felt this before. So it was like, you know, just by the virtue of that being first.
Yeah. I need to rewatch 5, but I don't think...
Why? What, do you want to tell us why?
I was really, really not feeling well on that day. And I did not enjoy or remember the episode as much as I should. I mean, I knew that it was good, but...
So you know Avienda was in it?
I did know Avienda was in it. And that, like, I was so happy about that. And that was great. But it didn't... For whatever reason, I needed Egwene. Like, Egwene was my favorite character when I first read the books. And I had been sort of...
Did you really need Egwene?
I needed Egwene. I know it sounds no, it sounds really bad, doesn't it? But, like, I needed... I don't know. I think maybe the things that they had been focusing on up until then... were
things read Lanfear.
I wasn't gonna come out and say that, but yeah, I feel like, you know, this is an adaptation. They're doing a very good job. However, the writers and producers are going to focus on the parts that they want to focus on and the parts that they like in the books. And I just am not as interested in some of the things they've been focusing on. But
This is you saying, you know, when I was reading the books, this is what I would say, and this is what you would say. I would be like, oh, an Elaine chapter, well, whatever. Okay. What's the next chapter? Oh, it's Matt. Okay, good. Okay. Uh-huh. So let's just get to the end so we can get to the Matt chapter.
Yeah.
And this is you being like, I'm in the Matt chapter, and you're waiting
I'm in the Lanfear chapter, and I want the Egwene chapter.
There is no Lanfear chapter.
I know, but there is now, like, in the show.
It's because it's an amazing performance. That's why. It's not like, if you look at, I actually want to see Watt Data. I want to see the Watt Data breakdown. It would be interesting to see.
Yeah, I would be interested to see that too. Because to me, it feels like Lanfear, no doubt, Natasha is amazing. And the writing for that role is incredible. So, like, objectively, they're doing a wonderful job with that. I just don't care that much about Lanfear. I really don't. Like Egwene, give me Egwene all day. Like, and like her performance. You want to talk about like acting?
Oh no,
like,
for sure. Holy crap. I mean, if you really think of like performance acting from literally all of the cast, has been just spot on, amazing.
Yeah.
So okay,
that's true.
We could continue to talk about, you know, why Lanfear is better than Egwene, but
I told myself I wouldn't turn this into that debate, but I did not do a good job.
And again, I don't really I get asked this, or I think about this often, but like who do I really look forward to like watching, and like who's my favorite character, and I'm like, I don't think I ever thought of it like that, other than the fact that, yeah, I mean, I always enjoyed reading Matt. Mm-hmm. But is Matt my favorite character? I don't think so. It's more about how just enjoyable reading him was in the books, in terms of, you know, how things happened, or his, you know, inner monologue or whatever that is. And okay. Perrin, for that matter, was just like, not that I didn't like what was happening, I just didn't like reading him. Mm. The way Robert Jordan wrote him, mm-hmm. as much as some of the other characters. Mm-hmm. So I always started to think about, okay, why do I like certain characters or look forward to certain characters? And it's the same thing with the show. It's not that I like a certain character more than the other. It's just how I feel when they are showing that character and the response I have. Mm-hmm. So we can talk about, you know, some of those things, because, you know, there's themes that people reacted to, mm-hmm. because you just are in that moment and you're like, I'm feeling something, mm-hmm. and you're only feeling it in that moment for the first time, and how that you feel is right. important.
Yeah, yeah. And I don't know if I'm the only one who does it this way. I'm sure I'm not. But like, my evaluation of something is very much based on my level of emotional reaction. Like, if there's a scene that makes me cry, to me, automatically, that's a good scene, even though someone else might not consider that a good scene or might not use that particular measure, because it's so subjective. Yeah. But to me, that's how I decide if I liked something or not.
It's based interesting, on emotion. You talk specifically about emotions, and for me, it's not... I guess it's
emotion. For you have no emotions?
No. That's funny. No, it's not just emotion. It's just like, it's an kind of an can't describe type of feeling where I don't know what that is, but it's like just getting caught up in what's happening, mm-hmm. to the point that where I tend to, you know, not analyze, but I'm like, you know, looking for things and, you know, viewing it with, you know, trying to figure out what's happening next. Mm. And when you're like, wait, where did that come from? Like, they did it so well, mm-hmm. that it was kind of right there, but you didn't see it until like the end. Mm. Like, so there's this, you know, kind of like storytelling, you know, great storytelling. Mm. I think that's the biggest thing I like. Not a plot, because storytelling is not just the plot or an mm-hmm. arc or a character, right? There's so many things that go into it. And I like personally... look forward to that feeling of like everything coming together in a certain place where you're like, whoa, this is what I like, you know. Mm. They're foreshadowing Two Rivers with Dane Bornhold, mm-hmm. and you know, he seems like a good guy, and mm-hmm. Perrin's like, you know, like all these things, like you just like everything comes together and you're like, why do I feel this way? It's just everything. Mm. And I don't know, it's interesting. I always feel like I need to introspect in terms of figure out, one of these days I need to figure out like who's my favorite character. I don't know. I feel like people ask me, or if someone asks me, I'll be like, I don't know, Matt, like on a given day. And maybe that's a lot of people's answers, but some people are very like sure, mm-hmm. of like, you know, top two or something. And I feel like I'm not.
Yeah.
I mean, I am for like certain things, like Star Wars. Like, I don't have to think about it. Obi-Wan. Like, it's like no thought. Like, no one is even close.
Yeah.
You know, but the Wheel of Time is just not there.
That's so interesting, because I feel like a lot of people, when they talk about like what they like most about the Wheel of Time, they talk about the characters. But for yeah. you, it almost sounds like you like the foreshadowing and the storytelling and that.
Well, not it's not the foreshadowing. It's just the, because it's so. Like, it's so huge, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, I may like Perrin. You know, like, when I think about Perrin, the thing I like the most, and this is weird, is, like, the trial for some reason. And, like, people, like, don't like that. Like, mm-hmm. there's so many other things. So, like, it's, like, within that, you know, like, the characters have, like, so many, you know, arcs and journeys and things they go through.
You like it when the threads come back together.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, so, like, so much. And that's yeah. why, like, Egwene in the, you know, like, I feel like we're doing spoilers, but I feel like we have to talk about Egwene and
yeah.
what this episode
this
was.
This will but, be know, a full Gathering spoilers Storm. Episode.
Yeah. Egwene and the Gathering Storm is, like, when, I'm sure a lot of people like it because she's just cool, but I'm like, no, this is, like, coming together of, like, everything she's been through. Mm-hmm. Is now on display. It's like obvious. Oh, this is why Jordan did it. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like a lot of times you're like, "What? What's going on? I don't care about like. I don't care. Oh no, now I care about that stuff because mm-hmm. it was important, and I may have not realized it at the time. Yeah. So it's like that. The coming together of threads.
Yeah. Is. Yeah, I mean, I like that too, especially with Wheel of Time. because of how Robert Jordan did it, and because you can go back and see how the threads came together in that way, and that's always really interesting to do.
And it's a character kind of thing, where it's like, you know, well done. I mean, there are other things like that are really cool, where like, oh, that's why Fane, like, you know, stabbed him in the same wound, because then the wounds oppose, and that's how you, like, you know, there's like metaphysical things that are really cool that work out well, and those are you know, great when they come together, but it's actually the character stuff that's
I mean, for me, that's what it is, and the emotional catharsis piece, like, that's, it's not so much the threads coming together, but it's in those same moments when the threads are coming together, it tends to be very emotional. And that's the part that I like.
Yeah, totally. Okay. So, what did people like?
What did other people say?
All right. So, the way we're going to do is we're going to go through, you know, the things we talk about, and then within each question, talk about each episode.
Okay.
And then, so that way, you know, you can be like, okay, you know, and we'll try our best to kind of keep the episodes kind of separate in our minds. But,
Yeah.
We are anything but very organized. Wait, that doesn't sound right. We are organized.
We are sometimes organized. I don't feel organized currently, but yeah.
What is the thing people talked about the most, or no, I always miss this up. What is the thing people talked about first or the most? So episode 4, what do you remember of that kind of first thing?
I remember episode 4 not happening.
That was so good. I mean, it was so good in the sense that, like, it was like one of the, like, the things was like, wait, do you see it? Wait, you don't see it? And the UK is like, no, we have it. And then we're like, okay, let's try to get into the UK. But I'm not subscribed to the UK Prime. No, you don't need that. You just need to go to that website. And it's just like, you know, 40 minutes of just being in chat there and just being like, oh, we haven't gotten the episode. And just talking about... Yeah, being together in that way was pretty fun.
Yeah, I mean, I immediately went to Twitter because I was like, is this just me or is this happening? Like, did I do something wrong? Like, is my TV broken? Like, I turned it off and back on several times, refresh. And then I went to Twitter. I'm like, there's got to be, you know, if this is happening to other people, they're going to be tweeting about it. And of course, yes, I did find several tweets. So I was like, okay, well, at least I'm not alone. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, you're definitely not alone in that. Yeah. But yeah, I thought that, you know, that was definitely a thing. What was something else that was like, you know, kind of the most, the first thing you saw?
I think a lot of people were really excited about Hopper.
Yeah.
We had that scene with Perrin and Elias and the really cute image of Hopper jumping up and down. A lot of people were really excited about that.
Yeah. Yeah. As soon as I saw it, I was like, that's a GIF that I need to make. Like,
you made right one. There. It was a good one, too. Came out really well.
Yeah. And I was like, and it's like perfect for like a GIF because, you know, it's like, happy Hopper, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hopper was definitely one that people were talking about a lot. Mm-hmm. But I think one of the things a lot of people were talking about is like, wait, what happened at the end?
Yeah, there? I mean, it had such a ending. That was
I was more like, wait, what? That's what? No, that's not how that works.
Yeah,
But a lot of people were like, wait, we know, you know, she's not dead, but it's like, wait, how did that happen? And like, you know, kind of just how kind of badass Moraine was, and just, you know, stabbing her through the heart and then slitting her throat. And I think that a lot of people were talking about that, like the kind of visceral reaction.
I mean, it was a really shocking ending. And I remember last season, episode 4 had like a huge ending too, with Nynaeve healing everybody. And
nowhere near the kind of the reaction I had. I don't know how you felt.
I mean, I think when I saw Lan on the ground, almost completely bleeding out, I was pretty shocked the first time I
no,
saw
no.
it.
No, no. Oh, no. I knew this sort of thing. No, no. I'm talking about episode season one, episode four. Like, amazed. Like, that was me shocked. Like I had a really, like, I was like, whoa, this is amazing. How mm-hmm. did that happen? Whoa, the music and her yeah. braid and there's so many things. And yeah. this, I was like,
what? Wait,
she's not dead. How? The Sa? Wait, transmigration? Like, those are the things that are going through my head, yeah. you know, at that point. You know, trying to put things together. I'm like, well, wait, is she just going to wake up and, like, run after it? Like, I was just, like, trying to, like, piece it together from in a very analytical way. And I almost had, like, zero, like, kind of a visceral reaction where it was like, oh, this is when he chokes her. Like, I was just like, you know, like, it, like this, that's the kind of response I had, which is like, I don't know. I think it was just because I was like, the whole episode, I was waiting for something. And like, we kind of got that in episode five,
mm-hmm.
In terms of, you know, how it was named. So it was just like a different, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it was so weird. Like, there was this shocking bloody scene and then all of a sudden it was like, what? Like, so it was kind of both. Like, it had this
yeah.
big
I
impact.
I did see many people. Yeah, I did see many people, like, really respond to it. Like, whoa, that's, like, you know. And mm-hmm. I just was, I don't know, caught in a different mindset at that time.
Yeah.
The way that worked. The other thing, I mean, I think, didn't see as much, but I did see some people start to talk about Moraine's sister. And how that kind of, you know, played out throughout that episode,
mm-hmm.
And I think that was definitely something like a strong kind of suit of that episode.
Yeah. I mean, she's been definitely a standout performance for these last three episodes for sure. But yeah, I mean, I think episode four had really mixed reactions. It's like you're saying, you know, some people were like mind blown by that. Other people were just caught up in like, well, like, can you kill Forsaken now at all? Right, like, yeah. is what, you know, how is this going to work? And I think Moradin on Twitter summed it up really well with his tweet. He says, I think season two, episode four has the most variance in reactions of any Watt episode by far.
Yeah, no, I think so. And I actually haven't seen four, five, and six back yet.
Meaning
so, yeah, so I've seen reactions to it, mm-hmm. but I haven't seen it myself. So I need to do that to kind of get a sense of, okay, I remember it really well,
mm-hmm.
but I just want to see how I feel, you know, just from me watching from more an analytical kind of standpoint. A lot of talking points, but the fun was how it started and how it ended. And kind of highlight of Hopper in the middle.
Yeah. Okay, so what about episode five? What was the first thing people talked about with that one?
First thing was like, is that the best episode of The Wheel of Time you've seen?
Mm-hmm.
And like, you know, like how good was that?
Yeah.
Like, this is like so much book stuff and Teleronrio and like so many things. There was like there was not a climax to that episode. It was like a very like, that's a 10 out of 10. That's a 10 out of 10 moment. That's a 10. Like, you know, in terms of like how you feel, there's so many moments where you're like, oh, I'm telling you, you know, if you remember the episode, but like, there's like all these, you know, high points where you're like, oh, okay. So that's probably the best part of the episode. No, that's not. Oh, there's more. There's like continuous kind of things that kept happening throughout that episode where it's like, oh, wow. Like, how can you fit that much really good stuff in an episode from an arc standpoint?
Mm-hmm.
So I think, yeah, the overwhelming discourse was like, this is peak Wheel of Time.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that might be another reason why I'm having trouble remembering it. Not that I'm trying to like get myself off the hook here, but I think that like so much happened. It was just like one thing after another and it was all good. So it was hard to like really process it because it was just happening so fast. Like there was no room to breathe at all. So
yeah, like Moraine kills a horse, Lanfear blows off a head.
Lanfear
sews a thing together. Varin comes to Tarvalon. Varin like goes to Sherian. Varian says Black Aja. Avi does a fight, but there is also Dane Bornhold. But then Avi also says, "I'm gonna attack you in a fit of lust." And then,
yeah, and is that when we got Ishii and Lanfear in the dream too?
Ishii and Lanfear in the dream.
Yeah, it was just so much.
Like, there's like every beat.
Yeah.
Was just like, wait, like, when is this going to like stop? How does it end? Oh, Lanfear, he's like, go to sleep, because Lanfear in a dream, so that happens, you know? Like, yeah. So, you know, there was a very, the pacing of the episode was much, it's probably the best pacing, I feel like, for the season, because it was, you know, fairly long episode or whatever, but I felt like most people were like, didn't have any slow time. Like, there's no time for us to like, you know,
yeah,
take a breather.
Right. Yeah. I feel like it was a little bit too fast. I liked episode 6 because it spent more time with people.
And, yes. You know. And to that point, or maybe how you feel, you know, and in how you consume things, there weren't maybe as many emotional beats in terms of characters like that. Mm-hmm. But it was more of a hitting like chords.
Yes.
At least to me, like, that are dear to me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for
sure. Multiple times. Yeah. And it's like, wait, you can't do more. Like, you can't, like, there's not more that you can do. And there's, like, literally Mogedion and Grendel. Like,
and the boys.
Like, and the boys. Like, it's just, it's like, wait, you can't keep doing, like, no, stop. Like, yeah. No, actually, like, it's like,
no, but don't save stop. Something
for, like, I know, it's like, save something for, like, the next episode or something. It's like, no. There's, like, enough here. Where you're like, if you look back, you're like, oh, that's a missed opportunity. They could have shown the Chodian call in episode 4, right? Mm-hmm. And it's like, in episode 5, I didn't feel like there was really any missed opportunity or anything like that. It was just like, every scene, it's like, yeah. So yeah, I think that was the, and then the mind blown.
Yes,
I feel like a lot of people definitely. Well, I feel like I talked about that a lot.
Yeah. What did I tweet? I said this was a explosive performance by the guy that was in the woods.
With that, was. Yeah. But I think, the overwhelming response to episode 5 was one that this is, you know, best episode. So much book stuff.
Yeah, for sure.
And then episode 6?
Yeah, I mean, so episode 6, like, we were just all asking if you're okay. Like, everyone was like, I'm not okay. It was like,
Are you ready? Everyone's like, are you ready? Like,
yeah.
You know, for this?
Yeah.
Like, are you going to be okay? Are you ready for the pain? And it was just like, you know, some people who had screeners, they would just, like, post, like, crying face emojis, you know? So everyone knew.
Yeah.
There was like, but there's no way you could, you know,
no. Yeah,
be ready. Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, you have to still experience it. You can know it's coming, but it's still.
So I mean, again, you know, Egwene and what she goes through, we know all, you know, we knew that, we saw it, and it was.
Yeah.
I
think that the trauma that we weren't expecting, though,
yes.
With Raima and Basan, I think that also
it's hit like, people very why make hard. Why make us fall in love with someone and then do that?
Yeah. I mean, I definitely didn't expect that. I mean, that hit almost as hard as what Egwene was going through. So I think, in general, the fandom mood right after that episode was, we are not okay.
Yeah. I mean, and okay, so there's that, right? But there's also the, like, that episode has, like, some really, like, heartwarming stuff, too, like, right? And we'll talk about that because, you know, hey, Matt's back, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, and we'll talk about why, but I think...
Oh,
the
yeah.
General,
that was when you were talking about episode 5 and you were like, there's nothing that they missed or whatever. I was like, there was something, though. And it was Matt. There was no Matt.
Yes. You're right. But, and this is, you know, why I feel like that's like how good the episode was. There were people like, oh, there was no Matt, but like, I'm okay with that. But, like, please give us Matt. You know, it was like that. People who were, like, huge Matt, you know, lovers were, like, okay with that because it spent time doing other things that are great.
Mm.
Like the Brown Aja and Varin that are awesome, right?
So maybe if we cut down some Lanfear screen time, Matt could have had more screen time.
I'm trying to think, like, where has Lanfear been, like, I think Celine, maybe. There's well, some Celine I mean. Stuff.
That... Same thing.
No. But episode 5 was Lanfear. There's no Celine in episode 5.
Yeah, but that's just what I mean. That character, right? Like.
No, I think cutting anything in episode 5 with Lanfear is making it a worse, like not a worse episode, but just. But maybe there's some of the Celine stuff from the earlier episodes you could maybe cut down. You know?
Maybe.
Like, do we really need, like, that much choking?
No, we don't.
Episode 6, a lot of trauma and a lot of Raima and Basan.
Love. And, just like yeah, love. People adoring
and,
them.
And the I think a lot of like that with like Egwene, not Egwene, Elaine and Nynaeve.
Mm, yeah.
Bonding. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So like I think that was, yeah. So I think that's what most, like the first thing people talked about with Mm-hmm. Who are people obsessing over episode 4?
Well, we talked about Anver, like people were really her and I was so like impressed with her performance and I was like, this is not something that happened in the books, but I want to see where this goes because it's really interesting.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Did we... We didn't see Barthanos in episode 4, so but Anver was, you know, a good way. I just feel like the pacing they've done there is maybe a little bit slow, but I'm okay with it. Where they've been like staying, you know, with Moraine and showing more and more as time passes, mm-hmm. which is I think fairly well done. And yeah, Anver. And then again, you know, people continue to obsess over Natasha O'Keefe and Celine and how well
I mean, her performance, as much as I complain about the amount of Celine/Lanfear time, I loved her performance outside the cabin at night.
Yeah.
So good. I think people are definitely obsessing over her, if not the character, at least about her acting and the writing.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think like, you know, that and, you know, even like stuff where they're on the hillside earlier and like she's talking about like I got too close and he saw like the real me or something. They're talking about Lutheran and there's like always a like very clearly loaded kind of like we know exactly what she's talking about,
mm-hmm.
and like Lorraine has no idea, but like to us it's like Leo pointing like yes Lanfear, it's like so well done, you know, and it's I think that speaks to the writing, but I think a lot of it is just performance mm-hmm. in being like not too heavy handed, even though it's obvious,
mm-hmm.
yeah. So yeah, for sure, and then. Remind me about Liana's costume.
Yeah, I mean, there was, a small but vocal crowd that was obsessed with Liana's costume. And that I actually also loved that scene of Leandrin coming in and sort of threatening.
I mean, Kate Fleetwood, right?
Like, yeah, I guess. Right. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, people, yeah, we don't even need to mention her as someone people are obsessing over because that's been consistent since episode 1 through episode 6. But I love that scene where she comes in and, sort of threatening towards Liana. And Liana just has looked so cool. Like she had another costume earlier and then she was in this different thing that had this like really oversized.
Like poofy.
Stiff, pleated, wrapped top thing. Like this gold and blue embroidered and... Oh my god, it was just so cool and she just looked so amazing. People were really
It was really really again, costuming step up this year for sure.
For sure.
And then again, episode 5. I think people were obsessing over a lot of people.
Yes.
But again, you know, we continue to talk about Lanfear, but I think we finally saw Lanfear in kind of many different roles, you know, in Tal Rhaenyroid, in kind of that black dress at the end, and just how she's, I don't know, cruel slash, you know, just knows how to get stuff done, you know, what's, you know, slower than a horse or whatever she said, you know.
Yeah.
Like so many things like that where it was like, yeah, we were finally getting up the payoff, right?
Yes.
That had been building up for the last four episodes.
Yeah. It was just, it was fun to watch her finally be evil.
Yeah.
And the interactions yeah. on the road at night in particular were just like.
And you know, like where she's like thinking to herself or talking to herself, oh, like, yeah, he's like a young pup or I don't know what she says, but like, you know, and she's like, she was like who was in control or something. And the stable, master person was like it was the woman he was with, and she was like, oh, like still like in that kind of dragon haze that she's like always in. It's just funny to see, but I thought, you know, people were obsessing, like extremely obsessing over the brown Aja.
Yes,
but like that kind of inquisitive brown Aja, like and like, you know, like for me it was like Verin realized at the end, like there was, you know, I watched back the first three episodes and I was like, yeah, you know, there is, this is maybe not exactly the Verin that we saw in the books, but there's enough there, and I liked Mirasel's take on it and how they had written her, and I was like, yeah, good, I like it. And Verin's one, you know, again, one of the characters I really you know liked reading. And episode five, it was like, oh, this is definitely Verin.
Yes.
Like, you know, when she goes to the study, she's like, but they're not in their rooms. You know, the way she's like saying that, it's just like, it's so good.
Yeah.
Where are the girls?
Verin needed to go to the tower to become Verin.
Yes.
Egwene needed to leave the tower to become Egwene. That is what I feel, because I wasn't jiving with either of them until that happened, and then they were in their element. Like, you know, you got to see Egwene's strength, you got to see Varen's inquisitiveness.
I'm like, like some, like that sounds like that's so right, but sounds so wrong. Where you're like, Egwene needed to leave the tower go through what she's going through.
Yeah, and, I mean, yeah. That's that. Yeah, yeah. For their characters to become who we know them as in the books. Yes, that's what we need.
Yeah, no, you're right. Yeah, Verin had needed that interaction within, because you know, Verin is like not a schemer. Outrightly, when you're in the books, but clearly she is. Mm-hmm. And you see that very well done, because she was given a certain, you know, a certain arc or task or. And yeah, the, you know, the casual like, oh, does it look like it's the weave of compulsion or something? And it's like, you can't like just say that. And Yasuka's like, what? Black Aja? It was just the way they were, you know, that was happening.
Yeah, no, it was comical. So, they were like a little detective company. But yeah, I mean, Yasuka, I think, was sort of the surprise.
Yes.
Thing that the fandom was obsessing over. There, I saw a lot of tweets and memes and images of Yasuka and people just being totally in love with her.
And it's a Welsh accent. Is it what accent is that?
It's Welsh or maybe Scottish. I'm not sure.
No, it's not Scottish.
It's not Scottish. It's not Scottish. No.
Okay. Well, I could be wrong, but whatever it is, I am obsessed with that accent.
It's a nice
accent. Not because of Yasuka, but like whenever I hear it, and it's, well, I mean, I should know what it is then.
It's my favorite accent, but I don't know where it's from.
I absolutely like really, really like it. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think there was like an element of nostalgia to it as well. There are a lot of folks mentioning that she had been in Harry Potter and she was in Ravenclaw, which I'm not a Harry Potter person, but is that like the nerdy group, like the smart people? Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So like they were like, oh, she was in Ravenclaw now. Of course she's going to be in the Brown Aja too. So like,
yeah, no,
it's kind of neat.
There's a lot of power, not parallels, or, you know, things that worked out really well. So yeah, it's funny that, you know, we talk about who were people obsessing over. Like, this had like Dane and Avienda, and like,
yeah, and like they were amazing too. Like, it's not like we shouldn't be obsessing over them, but it's just, it's like just I think like, it's the surprises, right? It's like, we didn't, this is a new character, like Dana from the first season.
Yes,
you know.
Yes. Like, oh yes, yeah,
and
exactly.
Yeah, I think this show's doing a good job.
Like, I thought Jay Duffy would be awesome and Dane would be awesome, but I didn't realize he would be like perfect. Like, he was like on point with it, like the whole time he was on the screen.
Yeah.
It was really good.
He was awesome.
I mean, Two Rivers, right?
I know. Yeah. So I like the writing. Yeah. Yeah. So good. How about obsessions for episode 6? We talked about Rima and Basan. Obviously, that was like definitely the image I saw the most the last few days.
I mean, it was just like performance, the way things happened, for sure. I mean, Maddie, of course, you know, people were just...
Yes. Know, I saw a lot of calls for Maddie to get an Emmy. And I saw a lot of praise for her performance. People just saying she nailed it, and she really did.
But I think the one we haven't talked about...
Was this like a dramatic pause or something?
This is a dramatic pause. Donald Fenn.
Yes.
I mean,
Matt was back. Yeah.
Matt is back. And, you know, like, it was like, you know, hearing him like walk into the city, and then like he's like, oh, let's have fun, and you know, and then he's like, you know, doing the exact same thing that he was doing in the first episode, you know, while he was playing dice. And then I did not expect that. Like, how I knew they were going to be in Korean and they would meet, but I just didn't feel that would be how they would do it. Like, they went there. The writing team went, like, it's like, oh, just have them meet and have like a hug. Mm-hmm. And you know, and then,
well, Donald, we needed that, just, we needed a hug.
That was the hug
that we all needed after watching the episode.
Exactly. And it was like, you know, you look bloody awful, like, it's so good.
Yeah, it was good. But see, I need to ask you though, like, he's still crying. Like, are you okay with that? Because before you were like, I just want him to stop crying, but he was still crying.
He was smiling, crying. He can smile and do anything.
No, but he was crying again at the end with Min.
Oh,
and
no,
then
later.
Like, there's
so much
Matt crying.
I'm not okay with Matt crying. Matt needs to stop crying. Matt needs to never cry again.
What's wrong with Matt crying? He has feelings. He's a human being.
No, it's okay. Matt doesn't need to cry.
Okay, so you just
Matt
want
needs
him
to get
be
memories.
You want him to be two-dimensional and just be the like trickster gambler and never like feel anything sad.
No, he feels stuff, but he doesn't have to like cry about it.
What's wrong with crying? Some people just cry a lot.
It's not that, but like, he doesn't need to always be crying and feeling bad about himself.
But
like,
he's a really good actor, and he looks like he's good at crying.
I don't know about that. Yeah. He's okay at crying.
Wow. Oh, wow. Okay.
Well, okay. Season one, Matt like never cried, I think.
Yeah, but season, like, this is a Matt that has been imprisoned for like months at the White Tower. Yeah, has been through hell, like, he's doesn't have, I mean, I would cry just because I didn't get a change of clothes like for that long. Like, he has a lot.
No, I'm okay.
He's getting messed with by Min and the Dark One.
He
feels like he's failing his friends over and over again. He has a lot to cry about.
Okay, no, I do not disagree about
his sisters. Since he doesn't know what's going on with his sisters, if his parents are taking care of them or not.
Yeah. And I agree. But Donald was great. And then, you know, like the certain mannerisms, the Donald mannerisms.
Donalisms.
Donalisms, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, Mini Min Min. Like, that's just, like, there's no way. That's not the script. That's Donald Fenn.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you can, anyone can, maybe someone can show me the script and I'll be like, no, he made that change. That's what I will believe. But just finally getting him back, you know, was good. Yeah.
And I think this was the first time I saw a lot of people in the fandom being like, oh yes, this is Matt.
Yes.
You know, and a lot of praise for Donal, which, like, we had seen him perform live and we knew that he would be amazing as Matt. But yes, it's nice to now, like, now everyone is seeing that finally. Yeah. And they're on board.
Yeah, no, for sure. It was great to see that. And on that note, you know, being in live chat and reacting, episode 4, what was the thing that you remember from that? We kind of talked about this a little bit. I think the pre-show chat and, you know, the fact that it was Daughter of the Night. Mm-hmm. And the innkeeper had to wait. You know, that's that.
It's like messing with him.
And how well he did that. For some reason, he enjoyed it rather than, you know, like, be like, you know, annoyed or something. He was like really enjoying it. Like, he was like throughout the thing, he's like, and I think even afterwards, I was talking to him or something, and he was like that was like the most fun he's had in chat in a long time.
Well, probably because he didn't have to do anything. He was just waiting. And so, like, he could just interact with people and just chill like that.
Yeah, I know. But there's, like, there's this thing where it's like, oh, this is, like, literally, like, the thing he has been waiting for so long.
My favorite live chat reaction was after the episode played. We've talked about this before, how we love when people in the fandom just put stuff in all caps. Sorry, Dana Lou, I know you hate caps, but, like, sometimes it's funny when people use caps. Loyal fan, just put, what? I think that's kind of what he was saying. Just a lot of A's and a lot of T's, all caps. Like, what? Like, what just happened? Like, with the whole... Maureen and Lanfear thing.
No, there's definitely.
And that just summed up my feelings. I was like, what?
I think that is probably that. And I think there was a lot of Hopper reaction. It's like, you know, we finally got Hopper. I think that in live chat people were very, very happy with that. Episode 5, I'm trying to remember episode 5 now. There's like so many things, but it was like,
how did episode 5 end? I forget.
Lanfear, finally.
Oh, Lanfear.
Yeah.
No.
She said finally. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, really? In the dream. Oh, yeah. Okay, yes, yeah, yes, finally in the dream. She's like, okay. Finally. Okay, yeah. Yeah. There was, you know, obviously a lot of reaction to that in chat. But I thought it was cute. People immediately started connecting the brown Aja's behavior in
that episode
to Twitter of Time. Or just Wheel of Time fans in general. Like, this is how we react to things and how we investigate. And we look, look, the letters are blurred. Like, so people were immediately like, oh, this is us. And that was really cute.
I mean, holding the monocle up.
Enhance.
That is cute. Unblurring. No, I think there was definitely a lot of live chat where people were watching, and I think as the episode ended, they were like, is this the best episode ever that you've seen at the real time? I think that was a lot of that. And I like the one comment you want to highlight.
Yeah, I did find one comment that stood out to me. It was by Stinky Chicken, and he said, I want to marry this episode.
Sorry, this episode is taken. it is for me head and shoulders above any other episode.
Yeah.
So we'll see episode 7 and 8. Mm-hmm.
What about episode 6? Did you have any live chat reactions there that you liked?
I mean, so I was watching, so...
Oh, yeah, my God. Yeah, you were in keeping for episode 6.
Yeah, so I was, like, in there, you know, watching. So I like the part when, you know, when Matt says Dragon Reborn and has that extended scene, you know, with Rand there. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people were, like, you know, like, when they hug and all of that happens, people were, like... Matt and Rand hug, you know, like crying, kind of, you know.
Were there a lot of crying emojis and stuff?
I don't know if there were many, but at least I saw one. I think Bolted Ashimon was like Matt and Rand hug and a crying emoji.
Yeah.
But it's like, you know, like a lot of like, Matt, exclamation mark, I love that so much, Matt, you know, that's 100% Matt, you know, yes, Matt, you know, there's like a lot of that kind of reaction. And I just like, you know, it was just good to see like people like, we've been starved, and then we finally got it, and it was that good.
So was this the first time that you, like, watched live chat while watching an episode?
Yes. I didn't do it. Well, we only had it. I didn't do it for the premiere.
Right.
Because, you know, I didn't. Because I think
because usually timing... when you watch, you just turn it off. Like, but you were actually watching...
Yeah, episode 4, I think started a little bit late, so I didn't want to be in chat, and I was like 5 or 10 minutes late or something, so I didn't start with the live stream, so I was like, okay, I'm not gonna be in chat, because then I'd be spoiled. That was episode 4. Episode 5, I don't remember episode 5, how I watched it. But yeah, I don't think I was in chat. I don't think I was in chat. And then, so episode 6, I stayed in chat and was responding and experiencing it. So yeah, it was, but even then I wasn't looking as much, because there were times that you could be off. So I didn't want to like see something and then be like that. So I was scrolling slightly up to like respond,
so that you would see someone who was farther ahead. That's what I worry about too. That's why I usually wait until after to go back to chat. And one of the first comments I saw after the episode when I came back was from the other innkeeper, from Matt, and he just put "ishy" in capital letters.
So that
was definitely something people were freaking out about, that Lanfear actually said "ishy."
Yeah. There's many, like, this episode is on fire, or like Dawson Cole said that. Like, there's like a lot of Migen kind of. You know, when before we got the reveal, because everyone's like, we know what's happening here. There was a lot of. A lot of that, for sure.
And as we said, a lot of people that were, like, not okay. And, of course, our fandom being the way that it is, everybody was, like, you know, sending hugs and supporting each other and just being really, you know, kind to each other.
Yeah, for sure. I think that was kind of the reaction. But, okay, going on to kind of our favorite tweets.
This is my favorite part. I love to talk about tweets.
Tweets and memes. That's what
tweets and memes.
So tweets first. Do you want to do them together? Do you want to do tweets and memes for each episode?
Yeah, let's do that. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, what was your kind of favorite tweet for or tweets?
Yes, I have two for episode 4.
Why don't you do your first, and then I'll do.
Okay, we will alternate. The first one is from Wolf Hopper, who is like one of my first like friends on Twitter of time. I just like remember it from long, long ago. Wolf Hopper's been around forever. And this is Wolf the perfect Hopper. Wolf Hopper, is that you? Oh my God, I can't believe you remember that. That's a Lights Work deep cut, everybody. Wolf Hopper, is that you? Anyway, this is the perfect tweet.
I just remember you were so happy the way you said it on the recording. Like, you were like playing yourself. You were acting out your tweet.
Yeah. So this is the perfect tweet for Hopper. Yeah. I mean, it was the episode we got Hopper hopping. And so, of course, Hopper has to tweet. And he tweets.
Hopper hopped down the road, hopping.
He hoppily hopped. So Wolf Hopper tweets a photo of a screenshot from episode 4 of Perrin and Elias walking with Hopper between them. And it says, "This has all the makings of a buddy road trip movie. Film camera emoji, popcorn emoji."
Yeah. It's just funny, like, I'm just thinking, like that's the scene where Elias is like, don't be stupid.
Yeah, that, and that was so good. Yes. Like, such good writing, like, you know.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
I like that, like, the way it was like, wait, am I going to turn into one?
But it's, like, perfect for people who haven't read the books. Yeah. It's no, like, exactly. What is this? With the, like, this is stupid, you know.
No, I can totally, like, think of it as canon, like, yeah. In the books, too. Like, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Being like that. And Elias being like, yeah, don't be stupid. Yeah, so that was good. So what I had, and I have to actually remind myself because I put this in here, like, a while ago. You might see a theme in terms of...
Are they all from Lord Matt Coffin? Shocking. Shocking.
So this is, you know, at the day, I think the day after, I have to think of like the actual, but this was after episode 4 had been released. So it was like the day before, I think, episode 5 was going to be released. And it was like, it's day one of me asking Amazon to release episode 5 on time.
Yes.
It was just, you know, like, I like that's the sort of thing the fandom does, right? You know? Mm-hmm. But it was just like, knowing Lord Matt Coffin that, like, that isn't, that's the only time he's gonna tweet that. And
oh, yeah, just for one day. And that would be it.
Exactly. But it was just so funny. I was like, yeah, you're never going to do this again. This is the only time. And yeah, so I just enjoyed that.
So my second one was from Punk, who is at Rosamund Pikes. And I love when Rosamund Pike fans like overlap with Wheel of Time fandom, because they just get so like... There's a lot of good Moraine content with them, obviously. Mm-hmm. So it's a shot of Moraine in her blue dress with the Kisiera on in the hallway at Anver's estate. And the caption is, hang it in the Louvre, which, like, oh, just like the design of that house in Kyrian. Yeah. And just like the, it, the color palette and how it just looks like an old painting. I don't have enough art history background to say like what era or style Monet, it looks Monet. Like. Is it like, I don't think it's like Renaissance. It's probably something Monet. Else. But something. It's not Monet. It's not Impressionist.
I'm just, I don't know. I'm
just, like, I like, just like shouting names of I
was
artists.
I was in a bookstore today and I was like, I don't know why I was looking like the art like thing. Mm-hmm. And like there was a big like thing and it just said Monet, so I just like,
okay, so just, yeah, it's just Monet. But anyway, just like the colors and just the way it looked, and there's another tweet I'm going to talk about later that has to do with that aesthetic, which even though episode 4 like didn't stand out a lot to me, I did notice that design piece. So yeah.
Yeah.
How about for episode 5? What was your favorite tweet for episode 5? Oh, no, we're doing okay. No, we're doing 4 memes.
Yeah,
yes. We're doing 4 okay, memes,
yes.
Okay.
So let's stay on 4. 4, but favorite meme. So oh yeah. This is good. This is from Tigrain Mantir, Shail.
Yay, Shail.
So yeah. So this is it's a picture of Ryan Gosling. I think it's from the Barbie movie. I could be wrong, but he's wearing like a tank top. It's like a striped tank top. He's wearing glasses. And the caption is that one warder, colon. And the caption on the tweet itself says, hey girl, I heard you channeled in the arches. That's hot.
Yes, I love this so much. This isn't from Barbie. This is just a random Ryan Gosling.
I didn't think it was. Wait, yeah. He's not even. Is Ryan Gosling?
Oh no! Yeah, he is. Wait,
who
yeah.
is this? Yeah.
Yes, this is Ryan Gosling.
I
had a Ryan Reynolds moment, but no, it's not. This is Ryan Gosling. Ryan Gosling was in Barbie. We're good.
Was he?
Yes. Are you sure? Look it up right now if you don't believe me.
No, I know. I don't. I believe you. I don't believe me.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, it's definitely him.
Yeah.
But yeah, that one warder in the that moment. I love when I love when fans do this where they just like pick out one little tiny moment that like you just kind of forget about. You're like, what was that? And then it's like, yeah, he was totally hitting on Nynaeve. Yeah. Mine is from Kevin. And I think this is like so perfect.
This is how you feel about it. Yeah,
this is how I feel
on this.
Yeah, like I was like, so I was already, even like episode four, I was already like over it with all the Celine stuff. And I really, I love the stuff outside of the cabin, but I thought the stuff in the cabin was really cheesy. Like the whole, there's something you should know. like no, just no. So Kevin took a shot.
What's wrong with like some like whispering in your ear in bed?
Yeah, but the whole, the reveal.
You don't have to explain it.
It's not the whispering. It's like what she said. But so yeah, they took, Kevin took a clip of Celine on top of Rand looking down at him. And that's in the bottom corner of this meme, which is just has a white background. So you just see her face in the bottom. And then on the other side is Moraine in her stiff blue Kyrian dress with the Heron marked blade bonking Celine over the head in like the same way the go to horny jail meme would be. And the caption says, dark prophecy, who shall stand against her coming? And then it says, Moraine, bonk.
yeah, so good.
It's good on many levels.
Okay, so that's episode four. All right, episode five. My favorite tweet was from Moradin. And I didn't realize this, you know, until later, but like the number of times Nynaeve and Elaine get concussed or but this is him saying hashtag watch show spoilers, rhyme is warder. My god, these two are a poop poop emoji says these two are shit at stealth. I need to concuss them now. At least Rhyma can heal them.
Wait, but this is like, from episode five?
Yeah.
No, it's from Rhyma is in episode six. Oh no, they meet them in five.
At the end. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh shoot.
In that episode five?
Episode...
It's so
did
funny.
Did I even like, watch
he's,
it?
he's following them in Falm and Falma, and then or I don't know how to say in the
it's
show.
It's Falm in the show.
Yeah, yeah. And he like just throws them against the wall and they pass out.
It was so random. Yeah.
And then I think Randall Thor's therapist, off the brown at off the brown Alja is like, that is their second concussion within 2 days.
Yeah, they keep getting hit in the head.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, it's just I just found that funny in terms of like it's like, yeah, let's just like throw them around.
Yeah, I did find that
but
to Ryman, be like
but,
a
but
really
Ryma can heal them. You know?
I did find that to be a weird way of like yeah. I don't know. So mine is from Lanfear, believe it or not, from Lanfear Chosen on Twitter. And it's just, you know, classic Lanfear. It says, I'd like to say I'm humbled by all the attention and praise I've received in the last couple weeks, but who are we kidding? Blushing emoji, princess emoji.
Yeah. No. It's that is true. That is true. It's just funny. I just realized with the... Like Nynaeve is like the greatest tracker because she like tracked Moraine and she has a tell.
Yeah.
But like anyone can sneak up on her.
Anyone like, can sneak up on Nynaeve. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
It's just, you know, it's just funny. Yeah. There's like layers to that. So for favorite meme, I think I have two.
I also have two.
Okay.
Episode five. I mean, again, there was just so much.
This is amazing. This is Rand Al Gore, who is at Dark One's Taint, and the tweet is just saying it just says bring this format back, but what it is a blue background, and it has like three pictures. The person on the right is a what seems to be like a mom, I think, who's like making a basketball shot, and it says Moraine, mm-hmm. the wheel weaves as the wheel wills. Mm-hmm. Then on top, which is the ball, is actually a baby.
So the mom is yeeting the baby.
The mom is eating the baby, basically. Okay. Uh-huh. And the baby is Rand, delirious from not sleeping for 3 days.
And then so, the basket.
And then the basket is Lanfear sitting, you know, at the end in Tolarion, the literal queen of evil.
Yeah, that's really good.
It's just the way that is like... And I kind of talked about this too and tweeted yeah. where it's like, you know, where...
Don't go to sleep. Like, don't go to sleep.
Don't go to sleep. Don't go to sleep. Actually, just like, can you go to sleep right now? That's my plan. This is the worst thing you could do is sleep right now. And like 5 hours later, actually, can you like go to sleep? So, yeah, I really liked that one. So what was yes. your
first one? So yeah, so let's stay on the Lanfear theme. So I had one from Grady, who is at Dedicated Grady. And it's a shot of Lanfear and Ishii in the dream world in front of the fireplace, which you requested. Yes. Wearing their white button-downs, looking hot, and the caption that Grady put is, "Do you have a moment to talk about the Great Lord of the Dark?" Yeah, so good. And they're both kind of looking at you in their white shirts. It's perfect.
The other one I have is from Watt series, mm-hmm. and they hashtag Hot Dane, hashtag Perrin, and it's the picture of Perrin from the trailer with the golden eyes holding up the shield looking badass, and the kind of caption at the top says, "My name is Rivers, Two Rivers."
Oh, I missed that one. Oh, I love that so much. Well, speaking of Watt TV series, my second one is by Sarah of Watt TV series, Celtic Mist, and it's a shot of Turok opening the box of the Horn of Valir, yeah. And he's got his nails, you know, and her caption is, "Me trying to do anything with my hands after painting my nails." It is so true. Like, you can't touch anything.
Yeah. It was so awkward when he was doing it. It's like, why are you doing this? Just get your, like...
Yeah, you ask your servant to do it.
Don't you have, like, a hand or something? You have a voice, you have hands, you know.
I found that whole scene to be a bit awkward.
It was awkward, but somehow it worked for me.
Yeah.
It worked. And my... Oh, no. Okay, that's episode 5, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. All right. So, favorite tweet from episode 6... I have like 5. Can I do 5?
No, you cannot do 5.
I'm gonna do 5. Okay, why don't you? I want to make sure that mine and your no, we're not the same. Okay,
I don't want to have to put that many links in the description.
Okay,
what? I could put a Google. You know what? I could put them in a Google Doc and just put the Google Doc link. That's what I'll do. All
right. actually, no, they're not all tweets because there was some. No, they're tweets and memes.
Okay. So collectively, you have 5 tweets and memes. Okay, perfect.
I have 2 memes and 3 tweets.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
Okay. So the first tweet is from Celtic Mist, staying with Sarah. It's a picture of Egwene from the end of the episode looking, you know, that face of determination. And it's the quote that says, "Egwene is many things, but above all else, she's unbreakable." You know, crying emoji and a green heart. We know this, you know, this is what we want to see. Yeah.
So mine is, I only have one for favorite tweet for episode 6.
Who are you?
I know. Well, we were talking about this earlier, like episode 6, like people are still kind of recovering, and also there's not really as much to joke about, you know, because it was so dark. So I feel like there hasn't been as much content with episode 6. But I loved this tweet from Lumen. "The Wheel of Time," or actually, it's at Lumen Gaidin. The Wheel of Time. The season opened posing the question of, can the Emmonsfield Five fight the dark separated from one another? And this episode is the answer. It's not a coincidence that the one really bright moment this episode was the Matt and Rand reunion.
They've done this really well, which I think they did in episode in season one too. But there's this kind of, you know, I don't know, symmetry or whatever. But, you know, they showed Egwene in the tower, you know, basically being treated really bad in a place that she really wanted to be in and not being made, you know, she wasn't feeling special. And clearly been told that the other person is special. And now she's in the place she doesn't want to be in, like the most horrendous of situation. And she's been told, you're really special. Like you're like so powerful.
So messed up. So,
yeah. It's like and then, you know, there's like, at least to me, there's like a, you know, some cinematography that there's, that's echoing to that too. So it was just really well done. And they had done that a few times, I think, in that season. So, all right. So that's that. Okay. The other two I have, one is a picture that Lord Metcalfe.
Who was that again?
It's of the actors that play Miri and Basan.
Sitting, I saw that.
And so the Miri is the you know, the young blonde Damani who goes around pointing at people. Mm-hmm. Basically, it's kind of just behind the scenes. Basan is sitting with a bottle of water, laughing. She's kind of leaning on his shoulder with her left hand, and they're both smiling and like sharing a joke. So it's just good to see that.
Yes.
After the episode.
Yes.
So from like a palate cleanser kind of. Yeah. You know, thing.
Yeah.
I think it's Valerie Vakova and Bentley Kalu. Mm-hmm. Those are the actors.
Nice.
And my last one is actually from Kate Fleetwood, who I think had a couple of tweets, but the one I saw was, I think it probably a reply tweet. She was like, it really does mean a lot to me, ... and us all. Thank you. So this was just, you know, just wonderful to see that. And I think this was actually before the episode aired, but it was just, you know, good to see, just great to see that, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, she's been a little more active on social media, and that's been fun to see.
And it was her birthday today.
Happy birthday, Kate.
Yeah.
Kate is a Libra.
Yes. Okay. All right. I do have another that I just saw, like, it just
okay. So basically, you like every tweet. Like, you just want to read us Twitter right now.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm doing. It was posted 27 minutes ago.
Okay.
And I mean,
while we're recording,
Lord Metcalfe.
Everyone, we are no longer the Lights Work podcast. We are now Anas Reads Lord Metcalfe's tweets. That is our show.
What does Swan call Ishmael? Fishy. It's so good. Fishy, dear.
All right, what are your five memes also? And they're also from Lord Metcalfe. I didn't have any memes for episode six.
You did not?
No, okay. I didn't really see any. I know there were a couple, like, maybe jokes about Barthanes and his sandwich making, but I didn't save any of them that I saw. Okay. That was, like, only thing.
I have a couple, and one is maybe not even related to episode six, but it's, like, in general. The first one is from Moradin. And so it's, he's like, I'm super guilty of this while watching Wheel of Time. And it's the meme of the confused anime guy looking at the butterfly.
Oh, yeah.
And the butterfly is labeled foreshadowing. Mm-hmm. And the guy is saying, is it happening this week? I feel like.
What are we
like,
seeing?
Yeah. So it's like, guitar foretelling. Or like, you know, like, or Bane and Shead, or like, you know, like all these things that we're like, you know, hopefully thinking are going to happen, or like, you know, or Lanfear wearing white, you know, like all these things that it's like, we continue to perseverate about foreshadowing. So that's that. Mm-hmm. And the second one is from Kevin, which is the behind the scenes screenshot of Lan from episode one when he jumps and attacks the Fade, and the Fade's mm-hmm. kind of going to stab Moraine, and Moraine's mm-hmm. on the ground, and it basically is Lan is Egwene's collar, the Fade is Egwene, and Rena is Moraine.
Yeah. I can't laugh at that one.
No, I'm not. No, this is not. It's just that, like, they did that so well.
Yeah.
They did it really, like, too well.
They did.
Yeah. Wow, yeah. I'm just getting flashbacks mm-hmm. that I'm remembering. And Maddie was so good.
So good.
Yeah.
So good.
But some of the cinematography and the CGI and how... she would react to getting, like, you know.
Yeah, it really looked like there was a wall of air or something, like, stopping her. Yeah. Yeah. Actually, I didn't have any specific episode 6 memes, but I did want to mention that template with Lan and the Fade. Yeah. It's been used a lot, and it's some of them are really funny. It's a really great meme. And then the other one that I saw that was just kind of a general one from, I think this was a scene from episode 3, but it just came out this week, was from Watt series, and it was Perrin being dragged by the Seanchan soldiers, and the Seanchan soldiers, that's hard to say, they are labeled
Seanchan
soldiers are labeled life, work, responsibility. Perrin being dragged is labeled me, and he's reaching towards, I don't know who it was that he was actually reaching towards in the show, but he's reaching towards something, and it's labeled Watt content.
Yes.
That is very relatable.
Yes. It's kind of like the distracted boyfriend.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Different variation on that one. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So we like to look at what were some favorite theories or analysis that came from mm-hmm. episodes 4, 5, and 6. Obviously, there was probably a lot of theorizing about what would happen in 5 and 6. But I did see a few things that I thought were kind of like investigative, deep dive analysis kinds of things. I think I'm gonna, I originally put 3, but I think I'm just gonna pick the 2 that I liked the best. So the first one is from Amy Hall, who's at Astronomy, and she says, "Hey, Twitter of Time, I finally worked out the Easter egg of Matt's dice in season 2, episode 4. 2 roses and 2 suns. And then she puts the old tongue that he yells, Carayan Caldazar, Carayan Elisande, Al Elisande, which means for the honor of the Red Eagle, the honor of the Rose of the Sun. So roses and the suns. Roses. Yeah. Yeah. So cool.
So cool. I just want, can he just say something in the old tongue?
I know. Can you just stop crying and speak in the old tongue?
And like, just blow the horn.
The second one is from Brie, and Brie is, I mean, she's a writer. She has some of the best analysis, predictions, thoughts, theories that I see around. Yeah,
and it's fandom. Always like, I'm like, whenever I see Brie stuff, I'm like, there's, like, I would have never been able to think of that.
She's so smart.
Yeah.
Brie, can you, like, share some of that with the rest of us? Because, like...
Yeah.
I'm jealous. So I had mentioned before the aesthetic of the Kyrian scenes in Anver's house. And what Brie did was she took 2 shots from that. She, Anver, or is that Moraine sitting at a table?
No, it's Anver.
Oh, yeah. So Anver sitting at a table in the dining room with like these plush blue chairs and candelabras everywhere and sunlight streaming in behind her.
Candelabras?
Candelabras. You know what a candelabra is?
Isn't that like a mystical creature that's like not real?
No, that's a it's a chupacabra.
Okay. No, I thought it was a candelabra, but okay.
Okay. The second one is of Moraine and Anver in the room with the blue rug and the two chairs and the fireplace and the painting over the fireplace. And there's more candelabras.
I'm Googling a chupacabra.
There's also... Oh, yeah. So glad you're listening to me.
I'm like, wait, does it look like Chewbacca? Is that what's happening?
Yeah, so there's candelabras. There's also some wall sconces as well. And it's dimly lit except for the candles and the fire. And then she's...
I feel like I need to tell people what a chupacabra looks like. So it's a fanged beast with red glowing eyes that kills goats and cattle by sucking their blood.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
So glad you clarified that for everybody.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Are you gonna... Okay. Are you gonna...
It's the chupacabra that killed the goats in episode...
Those were sheep.
Episode one. Oh.
It was sheep.
Livestock. It's livestock.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's a...
Are you going to look up the wiki for candelabra now?
I am. I'm looking at that right now. Yeah.
All right. So Bree took those two shots from Kyrian, and she juxtaposed them with two shots from what we think is Arafel, with Olana and Ivan and Maxim. And Lan, obviously. But one of the shots is Maxim dancing with the children or playing with the children outside in the bright sunlight. And there's lots of warm tones, red, orange, yellows. And then the second one is Olana standing over the table with Lan and Ivan there by her side and her family, including the one that we thought... That Maury thought was going to be Fail, but it wasn't. Now her name is escaping me.
Natasha
Jayhendry. Yeah. So, yeah. So they're there. It's, again, warm, fuzzy, bright green trees in the background, food on the table, reds, greens, oranges. And so those images are together. Yeah. And Bree says, I will be thinking all week about the quiet contrasts they managed in these two scenes and how much they said without saying anything at all. The connection and warmth versus the faded loneliness. Family versus adversarial blood connections. Sobbing emoji.
Yeah. Really well done.
Like, whoa. Like, mind blown. And so true. And so along with the theme that everybody's been talking about this week about doing things alone versus doing them together. Like, yeah.
You called it the sobbing emoji. It
is a sobbing emoji.
No, I just like hovered over it. And what Twitter likes to call it is loudly crying face.
Really?
Okay. Loudly crying face.
Did you have any theories, analysis from episode 4?
Not really, but I think the one I saw a lot of people like kind of talk about was like, oh, how's transmigration going to work now? Mm-hmm. Is the Saw just going to, like, we saw the Saw, like, how's that going to work? So a lot of people trying to figure out the metaphysics of that, and in the discourse was generally like, yeah, changing actors, probably not going to work. So,
right.
Yeah. And yeah, I saw a lot of that, and I think it worked. Yeah, and then there was a little bit of, you know, like how are things going to plan out next, you know, the next few episodes in terms of land fear revenge or revenge fear or something.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Episode 5, I have a loony theory from Janya Sedai, yellow fringed shawl. She says, loony theory Twitter of time. What if Lanfear is the one to undo Moraine's shield?
I mean, that's like not loony at all. That's like, like not even like making more, like, what is it? What do we say? Make it loonier or like too plausible?
It's too,
that is
too
like,
plausible. It's too plausible
or whatever. Yeah, yeah. Like, that's like, this is like very plausible.
Yeah. I mean, it's a loony theory that I actually thought was good. So like, it's not really a loony theory in the traditional sense. So the reason she gives for this is, one, it says to Ishi that an Aes Sedai without her power is useless. Two, Rand has someone who can keep him alive till Lanfear can win him over. And three, F with Ishi.
Those are really good reasons.
Yeah.
Those are like those are, I actually think like what's going to end up happening, maybe not directly Lanfear doing it, but yeah, that's definitely like, you know, like Swan tells her, well, like this is what needs to happen. And then Rand like goes, like Rand's there too. And Rand's like, oh, I need to do this, but I don't know how. And he goes to Lanfear. Mm-hmm. And then even though Rand said, well, like, you need to be away from Moraine, I think he's made that up, mm-hmm. right? Have you seen that kind of theory where he's like Lanfear hasn't said that? Like, why would Lanfear?
Yes, yeah. That I actually was going to ask you that if you didn't bring it up. Like, there's been a lot of theorizing about, like, what was her condition? Because we never actually heard it.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think it's... like, why would she does not care about Moraine.
Yeah.
Like, that doesn't matter. I think it's an Ishi condition. I'm very sure it has to be an Ishi condition.
Yeah.
The only thing she cares, or a Rand, like, something condition. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'll be, yeah, it's something to look forward to. Great theory. Great theory. Mm-hmm. Look forward to that. Episode 5, yeah, I probably thought that. There was a lot of kind of things about, oh, is Shireen, like, lying, or is there compulsion, or, like, you know, there's, like, a little bit of, like, what's happening with all the Viren scenes, you know? Like, is Liandrin, like, you know, like, how is that going to play out? And I don't know if we're going to really see that, but there's this, you know, really well done kind of things put in. It's like, okay, what is actually going to happen with that kind of plot arc? And we know everyone there is Black Aja. But like, do they know?
Right.
Like, who knows what?
Right.
Yeah. And I think Varen knows Shireen and Liandrin, but I don't think anyone else. Oh, which would, yeah. Mm. It just, you know.
Yeah, that would make sense. Like, Varen knows Shireen and Liandrin, but they don't know her. Yeah. Yeah. So my favorite analysis from episode 6 was all about Rima and Basan and their purpose and how in just a few scenes, almost all in the same set, they accomplished so much. And I'm not going to read the whole thing, but Watt Series had a really great thread breakdown of all of the things that happened and all of the...
Yeah, it's so good.
You know, how much meaning their roles had in the show. And then another thing that I saw was about specifically within that, Rima's impact on Nynaeve and how Rima got her to channel without being emotional and could talk to her because she understands what it is to be a wisdom and a healer, and so was able, like, knew how to approach her in a different way than any other Aes Sedai had before. So a lot of people were like, yes, this is what's going to turn her away toward from red Aja towards yellow.
Yeah, like motivation. You know, like, you know,
Yeah, exactly. She's going to see that there's more to, you know, being an Aes Sedai than what,
like,
she's
seen.
Like,
why would Nynaeve go back to the tower at this point?
Right, like, exactly.
Like, there's, like, no, nothing there. But now there is, you know.
There's motivation now, yeah.
There's motivation there, for sure.
Yeah.
You know, we'll wrap up soon. But what are other things that you noticed that people have talked about? You know, kind of honorable mentions of things that people you saw discourse about. I don't know. I felt like I've said discourse like 500 times this episode. It's
discourse. You have? I don't actually didn't even notice till this time. So I have a serious one and a funny one. One is I think the. A lot of discourse has been this week about Lan and Lan's plotline and role, who I think a lot of people, even from the beginning, were saying it was kind of the weakest. And then his behavior in this last episode has been really controversial for folks. There are people who really hate it, and then there are people who really love it and have been explaining their reasons why. So we'll put a link. There's one in particular that made me think, from Mary, who's at Killer
Key. I think they're I think they've been very consistent with Lyran's character in the motivations and what we've seen from the show. I think a lot of people have had trouble with many different aspects of how that relates to how they would think Lan would behave. Mm-hmm. But I think the biggest one out of that is, like, how could anyone think Lan's a dark friend? I think that's the biggest one most people have trouble kind of thinking of. But I think that is definitely a lot of talk about that. We need to see more of that to get an understanding of what's happening. Mm-hmm. What else?
So the thread that I was going to mention is about his motivations and why he would share about the Dragon Reborn. So I'll put a link to that in the description. My funny one is people after episode 4, there were a bunch of people that were like really stuck on why were Celine and Rand sleeping outside and not in the cabin. So I heard a lot of people asking that, a lot of people responding, and I just thought that was really funny.
Yeah, no, it was just funny. Like, there, I think it was Mel who was like, have you like ever slept outside? Like, if you had, you would not be asking that question. It was just funny that, you know, it's like, yeah. And it was also funny, like, some people were like, wait, where did the cabin come from? The cabin wasn't there
before. It wasn't there before. I know. I thought I was going crazy, but it really wasn't.
No, it was just a shot. It was a different shot.
Yeah, yeah.
The cabin was farther away from the ledge that they hugged than the ledge that they slept.
Okay. We need to get Joe to consult on this. How far was the cabin from the ledge?
Was it the same ledge?
Right.
Yeah, exactly. What's the Joe thing? Oh, the Joe
the
thing.
The cave was... and the camp. one is why did they put the girls down so far from Soroth?
It's like they took them off the horses and then they went back to the trees.
They're like, bring them to me.
That is so good. I need to go back and watch the way Tom's reacting there. I think those are kind of some of the honorable mentions. There's so many things, right?
So many,
but so good. I mean, we didn't even mention, you know, the trailer, the soundtrack was released, and mm-hmm. how, you know, people have been doing that. So
volumes one and two.
Yeah. What was your kind of favorite fandom moment of this past week?
So this past week, it was has to do with the soundtrack. There was a little, game activity sort of run by Watt Series, where there was a puzzle put together.
That was gonna be mine.
Sorry,
it was so good.
It's so good.
It's so good.
So okay, well puzzle, and then what happened? Just like, what did that lead to? You can share that part.
Well, no, you can. I can share my reaction to it, I guess.
Okay. The result was that we got the lyrics to Darkness and Shadows, one of the tracks on Volume 1 of the soundtrack.
No, it was just really well done. People were, it was like very much like what the Twitter of Chaos did with some of the, you know, messages people would get, and people would put it together, and that's what it was. But this was, you know, what Series doing it. It's just so good. And the Twitter Chaos, I think, replied to them. It's like, wait, remember when we used to send you like puzzle pieces or something? Did you see that?
No, I didn't. I missed that.
Yeah. Yeah. It was just like, funny. Like, they were like feeling left out. Actually, mine isn't that. Mine is actually the other giveaway, the sweepstakes they're running with the Lauren Bolf CDs and I think vinyl, and like, it's just a lot of stuff that they're giving away. Mm-hmm. And how official, like, it it read, and mm-hmm. I actually, you know, that's how I replied to them. I was like, wow, this is like, I just felt very like loved and taken care of in that moment. It was like, well, you know, maybe we're not getting, a lot of people talk about engagement and, you know, with the strikes and everything, how things are and how the engagement has been overall, and it's maybe not as much as we would have had things been different, but it just was so, so kind of on point for what series to come in, you know, in that moment and do something like this. It just, was so well done. And then, yeah. I thought that was just a lot of downstream effect, because then there was a Funko Pop kind of giveaway thing too.
Yeah, I want that Funko Pop. I don't even like Funko Pops, but I want it. So I also wanted to mention another thing, because it's been a while since we recorded, and we talked in probably in our first episode, maybe second, about Memo being such a big part of the fandom and the chibis that she makes. And I just wanted to say another favorite thing that I sort of noticed was her participation in MalkyrieCon earlier in September. She was there in person and she was making watercolor chibis for people. And one in particular that I thought looked great was the one that she made for Uno. So if you haven't seen that, definitely follow Memo. And now she's doing chibis of the actors in the show. So today I saw one of Avienda. Ayula Smart is Avienda. I just feel like Memo is such a big part of the fandom, and I love how she's been sharing that with people lately in that way. And then to be able to share it in person was really cool.
Yeah, no, it's definitely great to see that.
You had something from MalkyrieCon too, right? It was a kind of a lights work event.
Oh, happened. Yes.
Yeah.
It was Sulin shared that she likes to collect food magnets. Mm-hmm. And I think she had mentioned at some point about that, you know, that. And Ashokova, who was attending MalkyrieCon, got them a food magnet. I forget the actual what it was, but it was from Poland. Again, now I'm doing this by memory now, but
so.
We will share the tweet Sulin put out. But it was just great to see, you know, the kind of thing that. We like to appreciate a lot is, you know, someone mentioning something and then people doing the lights work and showing kindness and just caring for someone in that manner was just great to see. Yeah, I think that's pretty much all of it. This is a longer episode because we are reviewing, you know, the last kind of three episodes and the reaction to what's I feel going to build up to be a great ending to the season. Again, not too much longer left, but I'm looking forward to the next couple of episodes. But yeah, I think, you know, I think we're together, we're through this. We had a, you know, difficult watch last time out, but yeah, looking forward to episode 7. A week later the finale. So yeah, continue to be the wonderful people you are out there and sharing, you know, your reactions and everything with us. And if you like what we do, follow us on social media, at LightsworkPod on Twitter, at the Lightswork, on Instagram. We have a website, lightswork.com. The Discord server, and our Patreon, if you are willing and able. And we'll be back next week talking about our reactions to episode 7. Oh, not our reactions, the fandom's reaction.
Well, both.
Both.
Ours, yeah. And the fandom.
Yeah, yeah. And until then, it's your turn to go out into the world and do the next one.
The Lights Work is a Wheel of Time fandom podcast hosted by Anas and Grace.
The Lights Work is in no way affiliated with the Children of the Light.
Please leave us a review on your podcast platform of choice, follow us on social media, or sponsor us on Patreon.